Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important operations management topics on your specification, production processes. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, or OCR, this topic comes up regularly. And the good news is, once you really understand it, it's one of the most logical and rewarding topics to answer in the exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently explain job production and flow production, compare their advantages and disadvantages, apply them to real business scenarios, and explain how lean production techniques, especially just-in-time, help businesses improve efficiency. Let's go. Section 1, Core Concepts, Production Methods. Let's start with the big picture. When a business makes a product, it has to decide how to make it. The method it chooses depends on several factors. How many units it needs to produce, how much customization customers want, how much money it has to invest, and what kind of workforce it has. There are three main production methods you need to know: job production, batch production, and flow production. Let's take them one by one. Job production is where a single unique item is made from start to finish, usually to meet a specific customer order. Think of a bespoke wedding cake, a tailor-made suit, a custom-built house, or a handcrafted piece of furniture. Each product is one of a kind. The key advantages of job production are, first, the product is highly customized to the customer's exact requirements, which means customers are willing to pay a premium price. Second, workers tend to be highly skilled and take great pride in their work, which can boost motivation and job satisfaction. Third, quality is generally very high because each item gets individual attention throughout the entire process. The disadvantages, however, are significant. Job production is slow. It takes a long time to make each item individually. It's also expensive because skilled labor costs more and you can't benefit from buying materials in bulk. And because each product is different, you can't use automated machinery efficiently. This means job production is best suited to small businesses or luxury markets where customers will pay for exclusivity. Now let's move to flow production. This is at the opposite end of the spectrum. Flow production, sometimes called mass production, is a continuous automated process where large quantities of identical products are made on a production line. Think of cars rolling off a Toyota assembly line, cans of Coca-Cola being filled and sealed, or smartphones being assembled in a factory. The advantages here are compelling. Because you're producing in huge volumes, the cost per unit is very low. This is what economists call economies of scale. Production is fast and continuous, machinery can run 24 hours a day, and quality is consistent because the process is standardized. This makes flow production ideal for businesses that need to supply mass markets at competitive prices. But there are real disadvantages too. The initial setup costs are enormous. You need expensive machinery, factory space, and complex systems. The process is highly inflexible. If you want to change the product, you have to stop the whole line and reconfigure everything, which is costly and time-consuming. Workers on production lines often perform repetitive, monotonous tasks, which can lead to low motivation and high staff turnover. And if one machine breaks down, the entire production line can grind to a halt. Batch production sits in the middle. Here, groups of identical items are produced together, one batch at a time, before the machinery is reconfigured for the next batch. A bakery making a batch of white bread, then reconfiguring to make a batch of brown bread, is a classic example. School uniforms, pharmaceutical tablets, and paint colors are all produced in batches. Batch production offers more flexibility than flow production while achieving lower unit costs than job production. Section 2, lean production and just-in-time. Now let's move to the second major area of this topic, lean production. This is where things get really interesting from an examiner's perspective because lean production connects directly to business objectives around efficiency, cost reduction, and competitiveness. Lean production is a philosophy of manufacturing that aims to minimize waste while maximizing value. The idea originated in Japan, specifically at Toyota, in the 1950s and 1960s. Toyota's engineers developed what became known as the Toyota Production System, which focused on identifying and eliminating every form of waste in the production process. This approach was later studied and named lean production by Western researchers in the 1990s. The core idea is simple but powerful. Anything that doesn't add value for the customer is waste, and waste should be eliminated. This includes wasted time, wasted materials, unnecessary movement, overproduction, defects, and waiting time. There are several lean production techniques you need to know, but the most important one for your exam is just-in-time, or JIT. Just-in-time is a stock management and production approach where materials and components are ordered and delivered only when they are actually needed in the production process, not before. Under a traditional system, a business holds large amounts of stock in a warehouse as a buffer, just in case demand suddenly increases or a supplier fails to deliver. But holding stock is expensive. You need warehouse space, you tie up cash and unsold inventory, stock can become damaged or obsolete, and you need staff to manage it. JIT eliminates all of that. Under JIT, stock arrives at the factory just as it's needed on the production line, sometimes within hours of being used. This dramatically reduces storage costs, frees up cash, and reduces waste. Toyota famously implemented JIT so effectively that components would arrive at their factories within minutes of being needed on the assembly line. But JIT comes with risks. If a supplier is late, or if there's a disruption in the supply chain, a strike, a natural disaster, a transport delay, the production line can stop immediately because there's no buffer stock to fall back on. This is why JIT requires extremely reliable suppliers and very strong relationships throughout the supply chain. The COVID-19 pandemic exposed this vulnerability dramatically. Many manufacturers using JIT found their production lines halting because components from overseas suppliers couldn't be delivered on time. Other lean production techniques include Kaizen, which is the Japanese concept of continuous improvement. Under Kaizen, every employee, from the factory floor to senior management, is encouraged to identify small improvements in their work processes every single day. The idea is that thousands of tiny improvements made consistently over time add up to dramatic gains in efficiency. This is different from Western approaches that tend to rely on occasional large-scale changes driven by management. Quality circles are small groups of workers who meet regularly to identify and solve quality problems in their area of work. This empowers employees, improves motivation, and often generates practical solutions that managers working in offices would never think of. Cell production organizes workers into small teams, or cells, where each team is responsible for completing a whole section of the production process. This gives workers more variety and responsibility, improving motivation while maintaining efficiency. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to actually score marks in the exam. This is where I see candidates losing marks they really shouldn't lose. Tip number 1, always apply your answer to the specific business in the question. Examiners call this application. If the question gives you a scenario about a car manufacturer, your answer should reference cars, assembly lines, and the specific context given. Don't just write a generic textbook definition. Show the examiner you can think about how the concept applies to that particular business. Tip number 2, when a question asks you to justify or evaluate which production method a business should use, you must weigh up both sides and reach a clear conclusion. A common mistake is to describe both methods and then stop without making a judgment. Examiners award the highest marks, usually. Level 3 or level 4, only when candidates make a supported judgment. Tip number 3. On JIT questions, always mention the risk as well as the benefit. Many candidates write only about how JIT reduces costs and waste, but forget to mention the vulnerability to supply chain disruption. A balanced answer that acknowledges both sides will always score higher than a one-sided response. Tip number 4, be precise with your terminology. Don't say making things more efficient, say reducing unit costs through economies of scale or eliminating waste by reducing buffer stock. Precise business language signals to the examiner that you understand the concepts deeply. Tip number 5, for explain questions, use the PEEL structure. Make your point, provide evidence or an example, explain how it links to the question, and link back to the key concept. For a 4-mark explain question, you typically need 2 well-developed points. Section 4, quick fire. Recall quiz. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Question 1, what is job production? Job production is where a single, unique item is made to meet a specific customer order. Question 2, give one advantage of flow production. Flow production achieves low unit costs through economies of scale, or it produces large volumes quickly and consistently. Question 3, what does JIT stand for and what is its main benefit? Just in time. Its main benefit is reducing storage costs and waste by ordering stock only when it is needed. Question 4. What is Kaizen? Kaizen is the Japanese concept of continuous improvement, where all employees make small, ongoing improvements to work processes. Question 5. Give one disadvantage of Jitnan. If a supplier fails to deliver on time, production can stop immediately because there is no buffer stock. Question 6. Which production method is most suitable for making bespoke wedding cakes? Jo production, because each cake is unique and made to the customer's specific requirements. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread that section before your exam. Section 5, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Production processes is a topic that rewards students who can think like a business manager, not just recall definitions, but apply concepts to real scenarios and make justified decisions. The three production methods, job, batch, and flow, each suit different types of businesses and products. Job production is ideal for bespoke, high-value, low-volume products. Flow production is ideal for standardized, high-volume, low-cost products. Batch production sits in the middle, offering a balance of flexibility and efficiency. Lean production, led by the philosophy of eliminating waste, is how modern businesses stay competitive. Just-in-time is the most examinable lean technique. Know its benefits, know its risks, and always apply it to the specific business context in the question. Remember the key examiner expectations. Apply to context, weigh up both sides, reach a clear judgment, and use precise business terminology. You've got this? Good luck in your exam, and keep revising. Every session builds your confidence and your marks. See you in the next episode.